Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is... Did you guys hear that? That's because you can't hear it, because we were signing. Actually, just kidding. We're not that versed in it. But we're going to be talking about babies signing, using sign language. Honestly, I had no idea that that was even a thing. Not going to lie.
It's pretty impressive when you see her do it, huh?
It is a lot more helpful than I thought it would be. I will give you props.
Thank you.
Where did you find out that we needed to do this?
I honestly think the first time I knew about it was when I was helping my old daycare lady when I was probably like high school, junior high, helping her out. And she was feeding the kids lunch or snack and asking if they were all done or if they wanted more. And I'm like, okay. I think she had a chart up on the daycare wall that had common baby signs, and that's how I first knew about it. I mean, I know some of my friends kind of did some of it, but weren't like super crazy about it.
I mean, I see videos off and on social media of doing the signs, signing different things, and some babies are really good at it. And Carly wasn't bad. She wasn't bad. We didn't teach her a whole lot of stuff, but we taught her the basics. We taught her the stuff that we needed her to hopefully learn.
And the things that she could communicate her needs and wants with us.
Yeah, it is actually incredible. Like I said, I had no idea, but definitely think about it. Even if you don't know sign language, give it a try. Now, I will say for at least me, the hardest part was is I would tell her to stop or say all done or say more, and I wouldn't sign it. I'd just say it. Because you're used to talking to a person that'll talk back. And so it takes your mind a little bit to train on. You have to say the word and the sign at the same time so they know what that word means.
And maybe that's just the teacher in me, that I was showing her what I wanted her to do and say it at the same time. But yeah, it does take you a little bit to realize that you have to sign it and say it for her to understand what you're meaning.
Yeah, I didn't think that would be an issue with me, but it was. I had to think about it every time. You'll get the hang of it. Trust me, you'll get there. But as we said, we didn't teach her a bunch of sign. We're going to get into the ones that we did teach her, but Carly is kind of an early talker. So we didn't take the time to do that as much. She kind of picked up on words, and you could pick out those words that she was trying to say. Even if they weren't the right words, you knew what she meant by her talking. So I think since she talked earlier, we didn't teach her as many words.
Yeah, because we didn't necessarily have to. Like you said, she was picking up on a lot of words that we were saying, so she didn't have to sign them to tell us what she wanted. She could say it with her words. So that's the whole purpose of it. And I know that some people are like, oh, why teach them to sign? They can just talk. Well, a six-month-old isn't talking yet, but they can sign when you teach them. So that's where I feel like it's such a huge pro of it, is they're able to tell us what they want or need when they can't physically use their words. And like right now, does she sign a whole lot now? Not really. She doesn't. I mean, she's 18 months old. She doesn't sign a whole lot because she doesn't have to.
And the time that we really started with the sign language, as we alluded to in the last episode, I believe, in a previous episode, is when we started solids. When she started eating kind of at the chair, we were doing those. It was right at that six-month time frame. That's where we kind of had started. So it's not when they were super really early, and it's not super late because, you know, like we say, she doesn't even sign anything now. So it was kind of a happy medium for us, I thought. I thought we timed that one pretty well.
Yeah, I just figured, you know, you're starting solids. Let's just try it. And she had no idea what I was doing at first. She probably thought I was a crazy lady, but I just started with more. You know, I'd feed her, I'd hand her the spoon, she'd eat it, and I said, is that good? Do you want more? And it was really hard because I'd have to like set the spoon down, sign more with both hands, pick up the spoon and give her some more and say it at the same time. So I did that often. I mean, not every single spoonful, but you know, every other for a while. And then when she acted like she was done with the food, I then showed her with my hands, oh, you're all done. And then took the food away and called it good.
Yeah. And those were probably the two first critical big ones that we had, I would say. They helped out a lot, no matter whether they were just the two most simplest words. They helped out quite a bit, the more and all done. Another one that we did talk, you know, since we're on the eating subject, we did teach eat. She used that one a decent amount there for a short bit. And then, like we said, she talked early. She can say eat now. And she says eat all the time. If you say, Carly, are you hungry? She'll go, eat?
Yeah. If you bring food in, eat?
Yes. She'll know what a chip bag is. She'll know what cereal is. Anything. Can't even take silverware. It's eat.
Well, and back to more and all done real quick on the food part is she says more and all done now. So we taught her the sign so she could tell us without her words. And now that she can say the words, she does it that way. So, I mean, I don't know how many times she'll say more, 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 more. And then she'll say all done. She doesn't sign it, but she knows what it means because we taught her that previously. But yeah, those definitely are the top two. I tried to teach her help. She never signed help, but I tried to show it to her, say, help, do you need help? And then she, again, started saying it.
Yeah, that one she didn't. We tried stop as well. She'd never signed stop. We tried to teach her stop doing that or
running towards the street.
Yeah, that was the first one I was thinking of as well. Yes, our driveway, running towards the street, it's stop as you sign it. And she did not care. She just did not care to stop.
It was a game.
It was a game at that point. So we never did master that one. That one would be a very good one if you could. That way she knows what you mean. But still, you're kind of battling what exactly does stop mean in certain situations. Because sometimes that can confuse them. We did teach her how to say please.
I love when she signs please.
She still does it. She did it the other day when you said please. She did the sign.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably the one that she does the most now. Because she can say please, but she does sign it frequently. It is so cute.
Yeah, and she'll usually say it as she signs it. Because you'll be like, did you know, please? And then she'll say it and sign it at the same time. Now, I'm not going to lie, I don't have the best manners. And so I usually forget please and I usually forget thank you a decent amount when I'm asking her to do stuff. I do need to do better at that. Just me, myself, I do struggle with that sometimes of please, can you come over here? Or please, can you get this? Or please stop. Any of those things. I'm more of a marching order guy. It's like, stop, come here, go over there. Go see mom.
But it is good that you're working on using those more because you're modeling what you want her to do. You don't want her to boss you around. You want her to say those. So I learned water from Miss Rachel. So props to Miss Rachel. She signs a lot on her shows and she showed the sign for water one day. And I was like, oh, you know, Carly struggles drinking whole milk. That's just an entire another topic to be discussed later.
That's probably a whole episode at this point.
Oh, for sure. But with water, it's like, oh, well, she drinks water. So let me sign water. She never signed water. And then I stopped doing it because she can say it.
So next, we're going to go into a little bit more detail of how we taught her how to sign. Because that wasn't quite how I thought it would go, actually. You know, we obviously showed her the sign when you said the words, right? So whatever you were meaning, you showed. Now, you took her hands all the time and you made the motions for her.
Yes. So I would take her hands and do more with them. And I'd say, oh, more. You want more? Or I'd show, I don't know if I moved her hand as much as with all done, but more, I definitely put her hands together and please. I took her hand and moved it across her chest for please. But I wanted her to know that you're not just watching me do it. You can do it yourself. So it was a combination of us showing her actually doing the hand motions and saying the word with her. And then she will someday just try it or something that was close to what the sign is. You know, those first signs aren't perfect. I mean, I know her first more wasn't, I can't remember how she did it, but it wasn't great, but you knew that that's what she was doing. She was trying to imitate us and show us what she wanted. And they just got better with practice.
Yeah, they definitely weren't perfect. You could tell that she was trying. You could tell it was enough to know that she was trying to do what you were doing. She just couldn't remember all of the steps.
And some of them, I mean, I'm not big on knowing all the different developmental stages because can a six-month-old actually do the sign? Like some of them are harder skills that they're not developmentally ready to do. So there's that piece of it too. So that's why like we just took when we knew that she was trying, we followed it. We gave it to her, whatever she wanted.
Yeah. And we praised her too. You know, you got really excited like, hey, you finally did it. And she kind of would look real kind of startled and she'd start smiling like, oh, hey, I'm proud of myself. You know, they're catching on. And that's kind of a little sweet moment when they're first figuring like, oh, I did do it right. I did it. They're knowing what I'm meaning. The first steps of communication finally.
And then there's the part where she would just whine and fuss if she wanted more, or she'd just sit there and we'd say, what do you want? And then she'd just fuss. And then I think we had to switch our words to show us, show me. We would ask her to do it. She wouldn't just do it on her own. We would say, do you want more? And she'd say, yeah. And then I'd say, show me, show mama more. And then she'd do it. And then we'd say, okay, good job. Here you go. Or are you all done? If she starts throwing food, are you all done? Yeah. Okay. Show me all done. And so we would ask her to do that. She wouldn't just do it on her own. And now she does. Now she'll say when she's all done, or she'll say she wants more without that prompting. But
so on another note, the grandparents, especially my grandparents, they'd pick up on it and they thought it was pretty neat. They caught every little sign that she would make and they would start making the signs with her as well to just kind of help reinforce the whole deal. Your parents?
They kind of were aware. I think they probably forgot what the signs for more and the signs for all done were. And then they'd see us use them with her and then they could say it or say, oh yeah, she signed that, whatever. And at daycare, they do sign as well at daycare. So she's getting it at home. She's getting it from the grandparents and she's getting it at daycare. So all those repetitions just help her understand it even more. But it is fun to see the grandparents when they're not working directly with her on that. And then they see her do it out in public or they see her do it at supper and they're like, oh, wow, like you're a smart girl.
Yeah, I still come back to, I kind of said it before is, you know, she'd do that to the grandparents or to an aunt or even the cousins would get in on it. And she's felt included. She's like, oh man, like I'm one with you guys now. You know, I can do this stuff and we can talk and she'd get excited herself. So a couple things that we wanted to teach, but never really got the chance and never, I guess, pursued it would probably be a good word for it. What's your top one, Jordan?
It'd probably be mama because she never said mama.
I forgot about that.
Everything was dada forever. So I should have at least signed mama so she could sign it if she wasn't going to say it.
She says mama now. She says it probably more than dada at this point.
Oh, definitely.
You probably surpassed me in the tally counts. And one thing I wish we would have did was no. I think that was probably a top one of just no. I'd be like, hey, or do you want more? And it'd be no.
I've signed no with her some. I don't know if she's actually watching me as I do it. I learned that one from school with some students that I worked with. But it's the nice thing about signing is you don't have to say anything. So if you're out in public and you don't want to yell no, you can show the sign and they know what you're saying without you having to say a word. I don't know. Like, yes, I think that that would have been nice to use and to have, but I don't know if this point, at that point, she would have comprehended if I'm telling you no to stop doing something.
Yeah. And the sign is it's a small sign. It's not a big one like more. It's not a big one like all done. It's a smaller sign. You only do it with one hand. So, but yes, I didn't think of like the toddler phase. Like now you could just be like, no.
Which, I mean, she's not too late. Like she, it, her brain is a sponge. I mean, we could easily start using that more and not expecting her to do it right away, but for her to understand what we're meaning with the no.
Yeah. And I think the last one I've got on my list is just thank you. You know, it comes back to the mannerism that, you know, just we're trying to teach her a little bit. You know, it's not that we're going to hound her every single time on everything that she asked for or anything like that, but definitely always good to teach him the mannerism so it's there. Because if you don't, you kind of lose out and it's kind of gone.
And I probably make her say thank you more now just because it's really cute the way she says it and I like to hear her say it. So I probably ask her to say thank you a lot. I did read something though about how, and it makes sense, eat and thank you are kind of close. They sign at the kind of the same spot. So one person had said that they get those confused a little bit. So we didn't necessarily do thank you. And then she started saying it.
Yeah. Once you get to the talking stage, you always ask them the same questions and expect the same answer that they give just because the way they say it is hilarious and cute at the same time.
And then you don't want it to change because it's cute the way you say it. And it's like sad when they actually say it correctly. You're like, no, it was supposed to be this. Carly didn't take a whole lot of bottles at home, so she didn't sign for bottle or sign for milk, really. I, even though I've tried help with her, I would, and she can say help now, that would have been something that I should have tried a little bit earlier on with her. You know, she was able to express her needs and wants with the ones that we had for the most part. It really eliminated a lot of the fussing, I think.
It did. They were basic. They were simple. We didn't go above and beyond with it. Like you could, and I'm not discouraging or encouraging that. We got by with the bare minimum, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It was the bare minimum ones.
And if our next kid is not as much of a talker, then we would probably have to use it more. And that's fine.
One thing to watch for is a lot of times when they start figuring out these signs, and it also applies when they start talking too, when she started talking, is false answers. There's a lot of times you'll ask, do you want more? And they're like, more, more. I don't know if it's because you said more or if they just are trying to communicate with you. It doesn't always mean that they want more. So you're going to kind of have to feel that out as you start going down that path, because it can still lead to frustrations and she can still get mad and say what she doesn't mean, but she heard you say it, or she just thinks that's what you want her to say or whatever. That has kind of been a struggle off and on, especially with speaking and the signing piece.
And I feel like the all done part, she would say all done because we'd ask her, are you all done? And she'd say it. And I think it was really good for her to see me take the food away, take the tray away, take the toy away, whatever. And then she'd be like, hold up. No, I wasn't done with that. And then it's, oh, do you want more? And then bring it back. So then she was understanding, all done. Okay, you're all done. I'm taking it away. And then she realized that's not what I wanted. So then she would sign the new one. So I probably was like a crazy lady asking her however many times, more? Are you more? Do you want more of this? Because she would give me some false answers. But
yeah, and I would say you ask at least a handful of times. And if it's fairly consistent, it's probably what she means.
And we're getting better now when she's a little bit older about honoring the all done, because she'll eat so much, just like tonight, she ate some and then all done. Well, okay. Are you ready for something different then? And trying to honor that, because she is communicating to you, and obviously you're the parent, and if you need them to do X, Y, Z, then that's fine. But it's good to honor when they are communicating.
Yeah. And there's sometimes where I'll call it like a reset. I'll ask her two or three times in a row and I'll get mixed answers. And so then I'll just ask her something different so she can't answer that answer or answer the same answer that she's been giving. And so I'll just switch a question up, make her answer that differently, and then come back to it. And if it's still the same, it's probably what she wants or what she's actually meaning. So with that, we talked a little bit about the signs that we enjoyed. Like I said, we got through the basics. We didn't get real in depth with this one. It's definitely something worth trying with your kid, for sure. We are 100% believers in it. It helps alleviate a lot of fussing, a lot of stress that comes with the constant yelling of, I don't know what you want, right? Mm-hmm. And we talked, you know, so we could have expanded on teaching. We still could. We might. I'm going to guess odds are kind of low at this point, probably just the way she's taken off and talking. But we could if we wanted to. It's never too late to start that. And, you know, obviously just watch for how they answer it too. It's going to be exciting for you and them, I believe. They're going to be excited because they can finally talk to you, and you're going to be excited because I finally know a little bit of what you want. I got an idea.
Yeah. And it's cool to see them pick up on something that you've been teaching them, and then they do it for the first time. You're like, oh my gosh, you're so smart. Like it's fun to watch them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she got a lot of snacks for doing the right things of signing and that sort of stuff. So
oh, for sure.
You can sucker them into it. We'll put it that way. With that, that's all we got for you guys today. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard and you're listening to us on YouTube, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.